Now up to that peches amad aleph by yishyatvu besachte sahol. Omar abavdimi barchome barchoso melameid shekof hakodesh aborchu aleihem esahol kegigit. Omar lehem im atem mekable matere mutev vim lav shom tehei kvurase. That there was a kviye b'shas kabolos ha-teire. Omar Rav Ache bar Yaakov mikan meido rabba liyereise. So since the Kabbalah was a yedei kviye, so memele klal yisrael's a tainus meido that we cannot be responsible for the Kabbalah since the Kabbalah was a yedei kviye. Omar Rove afal pikein hodol kibluo bimeach ha-shveirich. Even though the Kabbalah b'shas matan Torah was a Kabbalah yedei kfiye, but b'mei achashveirish they were mekabel the Torah berotin. Dechsiv kimu vekiblu ha-yehudim, kimu ma shekiblu kvar. The makir of this derosha is because usually the kiyum is after the Kabbalah. Should have said kiblu vekimu. So kimu vekiblu, that's why Chazal darshened kimu ma shekiblu kvar. Let us see Rashi. Tachtis ahor, tachas ahor mamish. Gigis kuve is a vat shematilim bo sheicha. That means it has a base kibble. And if they will not be mekabel the Torah, they'll remain underneath this vat and it'll fall over them. They won't be able to get out. Shom teik vuratchem. Moido rabbe shim yazminem ledim. Lama loikiyantem ma shekibaltem aleichem. There was a Kabbalah, so why wasn't there a kiyum? Yesh lahem tshuve shekiblu aboines. So there's a teretz, kiblu aboines. The Beis Meir wants to tain in Chedushi Beis Meir, he says, really, Chazal tell us that there's a difference between Tluye v'zovin and Tluye v'yohiv. If you hang up someone, or you want to hang him up on a tree, and you'll tell him that either give me a matone, or I'll hang you up. So he's asking him to give a matone. So there, we hold that there is not a true gemirah zav. To give away, the reason he agrees to give away is because he's forced, that is not, it doesn't have a teiras matone, and the kinyan is not chal. Tluye v'zovin, zvine zvine. But what if you do the same process of convincing a person to sell you something, the same tactics, but you're going to pay him for it, so then the halacha is tluye v'zovin, zvine zvine. If he's getting something for what he's giving away, so even though the incentive is he's being forced in order to be maskim to sell it, Tluye v'zovin zvini zvini. So the Chedushei Beis Meir wants to say that Be'emesin here, even though it was Ba'inis, was Tluye v'zovin. The Rabbeinu Shalom gave Klal Yisrael, Atam Tiyilim, Amlechas Koinim, V'goy Kodesh. There were a lot of milas they got. So it is not worse than Tluye v'zovin. So Memele, so he says, so Be'emesin, the Gemara, what's the Meidor Rabo Liyereise? So he wants to say it's only a tzas pischein peh. It is not really an emissa. Yeshlam tshuve shekiblu ba'ines. It's not an emissa moido. That's how he wants to say pshat in the Gemara, because it's not worse than tluye v'zovin. B'meach ha-shveirosh mi'avas ha-nes shenas alehem. He says, we see that the nes of ha-shveirosh, his man Achashverus was greater than Yitzias Mitzrayim. This was Ma'orer, a tremendous Ave. And then there was a Kabbalah, and there was a Kabbalah Mi'ave. Let us see Taisvis. Kof aleihem har kegigis. Va'af al pi shekvar hikdimu nasa l'nishme. So Taisvis asks, why was it necessary that they should be forced? There were Makabal already. There was a Kabbalah. They were magdim nasa l'nishma. This was b'yayim hay. So why was it necessary for a kviyah? שמו יחויזרם כשירו האש הגדולה שיוצסו נשמוסו. So Taisu says the Kabbalah was before they were aware of the magnitude of the Kabbalah. When they saw the Eish HaKadayla and the tremendous Achayas, so Mamela could be there would be Chayza. So it was necessary to have a Kfiyah that there shouldn't be Chayza. That is Taisu's Teretz. This Bakan to Medrash Tanchum in Parshas Noyach says a different Teretz that the Kabbalah of Nasav and Nishma was Dafkan Teir Shebiksav. A Teir Shebalpeh, which is very difficult. Father is a tremendous Yigiyye and Amelis and Nidochine. So that they were not maskim to be Mekabul. So the Kfiyye of Hagigis was on Teir Shebalpeh. Others say that the Inyan of Kfiyye is that even though before Matan Torah, Rabbi Yapion wanted to say, even though before Matan Torah, they had come to a darge that they were makabal everything, but a person has different matzovim. There's matzovim of aliyah, and there's matzovim of yeride. And in the matzovim of yeride, it is not, a person is not masik, chayvosai baylomoi, in the chshivis of Avaidosai Bailamai. So it is necessary that there should be a Yiris Ha'inish also. That the Kabbalah Satire should not only be Mitoich HaKore, but it should be Mitoich HaHecher. So that's why it was necessary that there should be a Kfiyah also on the Kabbalah. V'hod Da'oma B'Peirikama de Meseches Avaidazore. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that the La'osid Lovay, the Rabbi Nishloilam, will have a Sefer Teira Bechekoi, and will say he wants to give Schar. And everyone should come. And the Ummis Ha'ilam are also going to come. And later the Taina to them, why are you coming? So they'll come with a Taina, Klum Kofisa Oleinu Har Kigigis. So they'll come in Taina that we weren't mekabel the Torah because we did not have the incentive that Klal Yisrael had. Klal Yisrael's kafis aleim har kegigis, and we didn't have this. The mashme dim hoya kaif aleihem loy hoya lehem shuve. That means if there would be kaif aleihem, so then they don't have a taina. But now they have a taina. Now they have a taina klum. Kafis aleinu har kegigis. V'hocha omar d'meido rabbe l'reise. Da weiss doch efes so is, that's verkehrt, that the kviye doesn't have a chashivis. We could be meisa meido, that it was a kabbalah al yedei kviye, and there they're timing verkehrt. So Taisvis answers, hainu al ma shaloi kibluho. Avol ma sheloi kaimuho ike tshuve. So Taisa says over here, I yisoid, which we have to understand. It seems that there are two inyonim. There's an inyon of a Kabbalah, tibi mekabul, teure, and then there's an einish, that since you were mekabul, so why weren't you mekayim? So our Gemara is speaking about the oinish of kiyim, why you're not mekayim? If we're not mekayim the Torah, shim yazminem ledin lome loy kiyamte mashe kibalte. There was a Kabbalah, why wasn't there a kiyim? So that is a teret. That the Kabbalah was boinish. So memele, if the Kabbalah was boinish, it was a forced Kabbalah, it seems there's no taina lome loy kiyamte. I was forced to be mekabel. But le'idach gisa vaisois, it does have a teiris kabbalah. It is very interesting. We have to be magder, and I don't know how to be magder, but it seems there are two inyonim. There's an inyon of a kabbalah. There's an inyon of a kabbalah that even a kabbalah boinus is a shame kabbalah. And that the yumas ha'ilam come with a taine, that they were not given the opportunity that Klal Yisrael had. Klal Yisrael was forced and being mekabel the Torah, and they did not have this opportunity. And that is a taine. And the Kabbalah is a taine. And Vaistois, a forced Kabbalah also has a shame Kabbalah. But when there's an oynish and not being mekayim the Kabbalah, it's not pshat. Poshet you learn pshat. We mentioned before the Beis Meir is mefalpel. It's tluyev v'zovin, tluyev v'yoyev. Tluyev v'yoyev, so there's no gemiras das whatsoever. Not pshat there is a Kabbalah, but there's nothing. There's no gemiras das. Here it would seem that even though it was al yedei kvi, it has a toiret Kabbalah. But to be manish on the ikium, and that is a teretz, but it has a teretz kabbalah. And this alone we also see if the Rabbeinu Shlomo made that there should be a kabbalah yedei kviyah, by says it has a teretz kabbalah. But there's a pischen pair when it comes to the einish, why they were not mekayim, that they were mekabel. Meidor rabbe liyereise. Vaho da omar benedorim, shekor asboi shebrisem Yisrael ala teire vahamitzvah. Vishbiyam al kach. There was a krisis bris, there was a shvue, v'perk eilu nemorim, v'perk eilu nemorim omru shekiblu oskol ala teire bar grisem v'bar eivol. So there's another Kabbalah. So what's the Meidor Rabbe Liyereise? Einach, and I mean, B'Shas Matan Teure, there's a Meidor Rabbe, but there were other Kabbalahs. Aymer Rabbeinu Tam, Dalpi Adibur Hoyu, the Vaharei Kibal Kolchom, they were forced into this also. So Memeila, we have a Meidor Rabbe, and these Kabbalahs also. Avo Bimea Chashverish, Kiblu, Midaitam, Me'ava Sanes. ומה שקורס עמוהם בריס יהישוע לאבידס השם, and it seems there they were קורס בריס מידי תום, there was no ציווי, so the attack was a Kabbalah, is לא קיבלו אלו שלא לאביד אבי דזור, there the Kabbalah was an אבי דזור, כדכסיב חלילה לנו מייזבס השם, חיימש מכולי עניוני, so it seems there was a Kabbalah midas and avodah zarah. And with this Tosfos, the Marshal wants to emphasize the Rashba's kasha. The Rashba asks if there's a meidor rabba liyereise. So why did they go in Golis? From there's a meidor, the meis a meidor, so you can't be manish them. So why did they go in Golis? So the Marshal answers the Rashba's kasha. Because the first base of Mikdash was Chorv al Tzavay de Zorah. Avay de Zorah, there was a Kabbalah midaitom bizman Yehoshua. That's what the Marshoyan says. The Rashba says a second teretz. The Rashba says that they went in Golis was not als oynish for not being Mekayim their Kabbalah. He says Eretz Yisrael was given to them on a tnai. It says in the Pasuk, Vayitein lehem arza is goyim, bavol yush ishmeru chuka v'seiroisov. That Eretz Yisrael was given on a condition that's not als oynish of the Kabbalah. It's not ishmeru chuka v'seiroisov. Automatically they'll have to leave Eretz Yisrael. Omar Rove, hodor kiblua bimei achashverish. Teimelari, the Memegile, Gabi Esther Beruach HaKedish Nemro. Chazal tell us that Megillus Esther was written Beruach HaKedish. Omar of Yehuda, Omar Shmu. So the Gemara brings different Haychoches that it was written Beruach HaKedish. So Rav Yehuda Mashmu says, Yehavoi Hosom. These are Haychoches from Tanoim. So Rav Yehuda Mashmu said, Yehavoi Hosom, if you would have been there, Bishas, each one brought a raya that Megillas Esther was written Beruach HaKodesh, Haramin Elohu, Didi, Adifu, Miditu. I have a better raya. What's the raya of Rabbi Yudah Mishmu? It says, Kimu v'kiblu ha-Yehudim, is Kimu l'mayla, mashe kiblu l'mato. So we see from the Posik that the Megillah they knew was Tutzach l'mayla. This they can only know through Ruach HaKadosh. So we see that Esther Beruach HaKadosh Nemra. Ba'omar Rove, Kulu Islay Pirche, all the other Limudim that wanted to prove that Megillas Esther was written by Ruach HaKodesh, there's a pilche, he can think that. Levar mi Shmuel de Leslei pilche. Shmuel is a raya brule, kimu ve kiblu, kimu mashe, kiblu lamaylo, mashe kiblu lamato. Kimu lamaylo, mashe kiblu lamato. Fregt doch teus, wa hashte de Shmuel name Yisrael pilche. The Rove Gufe Muki I call it Rosh Achite. Who says that this is Pshat and Posik? Rove himself says a different Pshat. That Kimu Mashe Kiblu Kva. From the Mela. So there's also a Pircha. So there's no proof from the Posik. Obe Peire Kame De Chegige Gabi Heter Nidorim Peirchem Ba'avir. There the Gemara wants to find a Makoyer. That one is able to be Mater Nidorim. So there also the Gemara brings Fashid in the Limudim, and the Gemara Firzais over there, Kulu Islu Pirche, and each Limud is a Pirche. And there, V'choshev Pirche, Hodet Tzarech Kola Drosh Achite. That alone is also a Pirche. It is not Muchach from the Posik, this Droshe, because we pass on something else from the Posik. So Memele, so how could Rav say over there, that Rav Yudah Meshmul Aslai Pirche, he himself has a pilche, because this pasuk was said for a different purpose. V'igarsin in hosom rabbe osi shaper. So memela, there's no problem. Inami hochikoma b'megila. Kulo islo pilche, the loshn islo pilche in Megillah and the islo pilche in Chagige are different. There the Gemara means in Megillah Sheshar Tanoim Mukshim Bisvarosam. The whole Raya is Shver, Kedomar Hosam. Avo Shmuel Einai Mukshe Kolkach. The Etzem Limud of Shmuel is not Mukshe, Elo the Itzter Kolod Rosh Achite. Could be Mefakpik. Because perhaps that is not Pshat and Posik, but the Etzem Limud, the Etzem Limud of Shmuel is not Mukshe. That's why the Gemara says, Leslei Pirche. Omar Cheskiye, Maidach Siv Mishamayim Hishmato Din, Eretz Yoro Vishakoto. Im Yoro Lomo Shakoto, L'chayre, this is Tiridik. Yire in Sheket is Tiridik, either there's fear or the sheket is this passiveness, there's the opposite of fear. Vim shakota lama yoga, ela betchile yoga ola besayif shakota. In the beginning there was fear, and later it quieted down. The lama yoga, what was the reason for the fear? Kidareish lakish. The Omer Reish Lakish, Mai Dersi, Vahi Erev, Vahi Voiker, Yoim Hashishi. So the Hey is extra. Hey is Seir Alomoli. Melamed Shisna Kodesh Borchu Imaisa Bereishit. Va Omer Lehem, Im Yisrael Mekabrim Atoire Atem Eskaimen. That the Oilem will have a Kiyum, Im Yisrael Mekabrim Atoire Atem Eskaimen. V'mlav ani machzir eschem l'soyu v'voyu. That the whole kiyam o'ilom depends on Kabbalah Satayre. Agav Uche, the Einig Yontif in the Hagdomeh explains this Gemara as follows. The Medrash Darshans on the Posik, Namoigim Eretz v'chol yeshveo anoichi tikantei Amudeo Selo. So the Gemara Darsh, the Medrash Darshan, Nemoigim Eretz Bechol Yeshver, that the world was Oymed, Nemoigim, that means it didn't have any bosses, it was about to collapse. Nemoigim Eretz Bechol Yeshver. Anoichi Tikanti Amudeo Selo, Ayidei Anoichi Hashem Aleikecho, and Klal Yisrael was Mekabel, the Torah is Tikanti Amudeo Selo. That was Mechazik the Amudei Ha'olam. Till the Anoichi it was Nemoigim Eretz V'chol Yeshver, and Anoichi Tikanti Amudeo Selo, which is the Emerson Agamore. But the Einig Yontev explains this Gemara as follows. that the Emerson, when the Rebbeinu Shloilam created the world, so the world was only created till Matan Torah. That means the whole Kiyum Olam was till then. So when it came right before Matan Torah, the Moigim Eretz V'chol Yeshver, that means the whole Kiyum was till Matan Torah, so a day before Matan Torah, right before Matan Torah, so it was about to collapse. There was nothing to hold it up. Bishas, Klal Yisrael's Mekabel the Torah, Anoichi Tikante Amudeus Elo, so there was a new Bria Soilo. So now, the world was again created to be Mamshech Weiter. The first Kiyum was only a Kiyum's money. So now, Bishas Matan Torah, there was a new Bria. A new Kiyum Oilo. And this was a Kiyum Oilam, and this Kiyum was Al Yedei HaTorah. So the Einig Yontev says, so what was Neschadish with this new Kiyum Oilam? So since this new Kiyum Oilam was Al Yedei Kabbalah HaTorah, Al Yedei Matan Torah, so the Oilam that was created then was Nishtabid to the Torah. That means till then there was an oilam mitzad atzmai, but the oilam wasn't mishubit to the Torah. Here, since the whole kiyum ha'oilam, or the whole, this was a new bria, the whole bria sa'oilam was al yedei ha'Torah, so the whole oilam became nishtabed to the klolei ha'Torah. So that means the gashmi sa'oilam is mishubit to the Hilches, the halachis of the Torah. This Bakanta Maise that there was someone that lived in the Lozhin, and he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. So he came to Rab Chaim Belozhiner, and he wanted to bazegen sich, he wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Rab Chaim Belozhiner says he shouldn't go, because if he'll go to Eretz Yisrael, he won't be able to live. He's going to die in Eretz Yisrael. So he asked him why. So this person who wanted to go had pleurisy. He was a lung sickness. So Chaim Volozhiner said, in Volozhin, the Rav before was the Shagisaya. The Shagisaya held that this is not called a traitor. So in Volozhin, we have a psak from the Shagisaya that this is not a machla, that's matre. So here you can live. Gedolei Eretz Yisrael hold fakert, that there they pass and it's treif. So if it's treif there, you won't live over there. So that medach amayre dikizach, that the whole inyonei oilam hazeh is mishubit the hilchis ha-teire. Chiyus is totally what the Yeredeya paskins, that the Yeredeya paskins that this is a bad kayomet, so in the hilchis is a vehetel, so this person also becomes a bad kayomet. So that was Nischadish. And Neuchi Tikante Amudeo Selo, the Sanegyantim says that there was a new Briya then. The Oilam was only Nivra till Matan Torah. And this Briya, because since it came about through Kabbalah Satayre, so it became Mishubet to the Torah. Let us see Rashi. Din Torah. Betchile koidem sha'omru Yisrael nase v'nishme yoro shem olo yikablua v'yag zeho ilom l'soyu v'voyu k'derei shlokish v'lub soiv kishe kablua yoyim ha'shishi maishno d'chsiv hei v'yoyim gmar maise b'reishis melamed Shehisna hashishi mashme hashishi hamiyuchid b'mokim acher. Kedemrinem ba'alme hayerech hamiyumenes. That means it's a oiske tzeichen to yerech. Avkan v'yere v'ayhi voiker shel gemar bereishis. This was the end of gemar bereishis. Is toloi b'yoyim hashishi. Is dependent on yoyim hashishi. B'huvov b'sivin shenitna boi teire. Meribi dehei dorish bei namiho. That's how we dash. Yoim hashishi. it is a little unclear. Yara v'shakata. So Rashi said before that b'tchile kaidim shamru Yisrael nasa v'nishme. Nasa v'nishme was yom hay already. And so then already it was shakata. He says, Betim, it wasn't totally in Yoim Vav. I mean, Lamaise, the Yoim Hei already was decisive. Shakota, that's Betchila Kainim Shom Yisrael Nasa Venishma. From Rashi Vaishtachais, after the Nasa Venishma, it was Shakota. I mean, Bemison, according to Toisvis, they were afraid there might be a Chazore, so it shouldn't be Shakota yet. The Shekota should be Bishas Matan Teure. But it's very interesting, Rashi is Teure it in the Amira of Nasa Benishm, which was B'yayim Hei. Zog the Gemara weiter. Dorash Rav Simoi, B'sho Shekdimu Yisroel Nasa Lenishma, Bo shishim ribo yishal malachay ashores lochol echod ve'echod mi Yisroel koshru loy shnei ksorim echod keneged nase ve'echod keneged nishma. That when Klal Yisrael was magdim nase le'nishma, so there was oichet to ksorim. The Beis Halevi is mevayer this gemore, it would seem not for the amire of nase and Nishma, they were zeichet to ksorim. Because of the Hagdome, b'shoa sheikdimu Yisrael nasa le'nishma, so they were zeichet to ksorim. So why were they zeichet to two ksorim, to two crowns, because of the Hagdome of nasa le'nishma? So the Beis Halevi explains that in Zohar HaKodesh it says, nasa be'uvdin tovin, that Nasa is going on mitzvahs maisiyis, and Nishma bepizgome yoyreise. And Nishma is going on limud ha-Torah. So he says, you can look at limud ha-Torah in two eifanim. One way you can look at limud ha-Torah, that limud ha-Torah is a hechsher, an oifen, how one knows what to do. The person does not learn Torah, he does not know what is expected from him. He doesn't know how to be mekayim the Torah. So be'emesin in the nase, there's automatically a nishma, because how can it be a nase without learning before what you're supposed to do? So why were they moisif the nishma? In emesin the yisoid is nishma v'nase. We have to first learn what to do and then we'll do it. So that what they were magdim, the nasa to the nishma, so we see that they were mekabel on themselves the mitzvah of limud ha-Torah. Nishma bebizgomi ha-raisa, that means that they looked at limud ha-Torah not only as a hechsher to find out what to do, no, limud ha-Torah is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. The Gemara says in Menoches, that someone once asked, Anish an yedei kol ha-Torah kule, can I learn other chochmas? So he said, b'shor she'en yoyim v'loy laylo. Sh'nema boi v'gisa boi yoyimam v'laylo. So the Beis Halevi says, if the whole purpose of limud ha-Torah is to know what to do, so be'emesin, if a person knows kol ha-Torah kule, so there's no purpose in limud ha-Torah. But if limud ha-Torah is a besondere mitzvah, so Mamela, so it doesn't depend on the idea of knowing what to do. It's a besondere mitzvah of limud. So Mamela, that was a teres v'shema b'vegisa b'yayimam v'layla. You can't patter yourself from the chiyuv of limud. That he also wants to say, in the Chasam Sofer says the same word, that the Gemara Nedorim says, that almeh ovda ha'oret shloi bilchu b'toyre tchilet. That Klal Yisrael lost Eretz Yisrael because they did not make Birchas HaTorah. And the Ran says it wasn't Choviv Aleim to make Birchas HaTorah. A very interesting Gemara. What was the Shailot? Wasn't Choviv to make Birchas HaTorah. So the Sam Seif and the Beis Halevi, they both say the same Rayim. That they learned Torah then als Hersha, just like it is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that women can also make Birchas HaTorah. Now that's a stira to this. But Al Kaponim, women are mechuyev to learn Torah, women are mechuyev to learn Torah in order to know what to do. So they're also mechuyev to learn Torah. But this limud HaTorah, since it is only als Hersha, so they held a Hersha you don't make a brocha on. You only make a broche, that's something, just like you don't make a broche when you put tzitzis on a beged. Because this is not the Gemara mitzvah. The Gemara mitzvah is the levishus a beged. Versteht sich, the beged needs tzitzis. But that is not the Gemara mitzvah. This is only a hershe to the kiyam a mitzvah. So they held that limud ha-teire is also only a hershe to kiyam a mitzvah. So therefore it is not choshuv to make a broche. Forget those that say that noshim make a birchas ha-teire out, because they have to learn the dinim, this is a stira to the shtik teire. But al-koponim, so that was of the ha-oret. So they weren't machshiv teire, they only looked at teire as a hechetimtze to kiyam ha-mitzvahs. And that brought about chulben ha-oret. Klal Yisrael b'shas matan teire realized that limud ha-teire is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. So in the Nase already was a Kabbalah to learn Torah in order to know how to be Mekayim, the mitzvahs. In the Nishma there was a new Kabbalah. There was a Kabbalah of Limud HaTorah als Limud HaTorah. So that is what Chazal are telling us. B'shor shikdim Yisrael Nase le-Nishma, so they were Zeichet to Shnei Kisorim. So then Limud HaTorah became, from their Kabbalah, they were mekabel limud ha-teire not als hersher to kiyam ha-mitzvahs, no limud ha-teire als mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. So therefore, that brought about that they were zeichet to two ksorim. Echot k'neged nase, ve'echot k'neged nishma. Ve'kivin shechotu Yisrael, yordu meyo ve'esrim riboy malachei chabole, u'pirkum, and they lost these two ksorim. Shenemar vayisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael es edyom mehar choyrek. Omer abchome b'rabchanine b'choyrev toanu b'choyrev polko. That in choyrev they were zoiche to get these two ksorim, and in choyrev they lost these two ksorim. Toanu kedamoron b'choyrev polko d'chsi vayisnatzlu b'nei Yisrael. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Vekulon Zoche Moshe Venotlon. Moshe, all these ksorim, where did they go to? Moshe Rabbeinu was zoche to these ksorim. The Somach Lei, Vaisnatu Bnei Yisrom Es Edya Me'achoyret, and it says, Umoshe Yikach. So the Edya Moshe Rabbeinu took. So Moshe Yikach Es Ha'oyel. Omar Reish Lakish, Osid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahachziron Lonu. But we'll be zeichet to get them back. Shenemar, Ufduya Yashem Yeshuvun. When Klal Yisrael will come back to Eretz Yisrael, Uvohu Tziyon Berino, V'simchas Oilom Al Roisham. Simcha Shemei Oilom Al Roisham, that was Al Roisham, the Ksorim which was on Roisham to begin with, will be Zeichet to get it back. Let us see Rashi. Shnei Ksorim Miziv Shchine. Ksorim came from the Ziv of the Shchine. Meye Ve'esrim Kol Echad Ve'echad Not Al Keser. Tonu Aksorim Bochi Mashme Es Edyom Asher hoyu lahem mehar chayret. It says edya mehar chayret that they received them mehar asher hoyu lahem mehar chayret. Chayret polku the mashmanama veyisnatzlo as edya mehar chayret that this occurred in har chayret. Umoyshe yikach oise adi. So that's the hemshech that veyisnatzlo me edya umoyshe yikach oise adi. Loshen ache esa oihel, loshen behiloi neiroi. Who hoya kirin oyer ponov? This was the kirin oyer ponov of Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, I don't understand exactly how this works, because in the Pasuk it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was zoiche that koren oyer ponov, b'shas he brought down the luchashniyas. And the reisnafu as edya mehachoyrev was before this. So basically, it's clear how these two things stim. It was only a psazabchina from Eir Zaru al Tzadik that he was the Kiran was then a bchina from Zri, and it was niskale by Luchashnius. Let us see Taisvis. Shnei kesorim shal hoyd hoyu. Afikach shenot al Moshe koran Eir ponov. Yordu kuf chof ribui. Midrsiv vayis natslu, torish trei zimni. Loshen is pile, so it's vati poim, vati spoim. It's moisif that there was a double amount of malochim. Vyesh svorim shekos ben behedya vayinatslu loinema elo vayis natslu. Av agav de gedoyla mide toive mi midis paronius. So why was it that the mide toive there was shishim ribui and here there was kufchof ribui? Achinami gedoyli shemalach toiv hoya koysher shnei ksorim. Umalach abola loy hoya by koyachim lo hoser echot. So fakert, the nesina was al yedei a malach toiv that was bekoyach to be koysher shnei ksorim. Amar Abalos, zog de Gemara weiter. Bisho sheikdimu Yisroel nasa l'nishma. When Klal Yisroel was magdim nasa l'nishma, yotzeso baskel v'omro lohen migilo lebonai roze shemalachai ashores mishtam shemboi. Tachsiv bolchu Hashem malochov giboirei koyach oisei dvoroi lishmoye bekoil dvoroi. This is the nusach of malochim. Oisei dvoroi then lishmoye bekoil dvoroi. Bereisha oisei vohodor lishmoye. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, oisei dvoroi lishmoye, Mochonim lasois koidem sheyishmu. That they were mochon ready to do before they heard what is expected from them. Before they figured out if they're able to do it. V'loi kederech shar avodim sheshoimim tchilas adova leida im yecholim lekablon aleihem im lav. If they're able to be mekabel. Like Klal Yisrael, it wasn't like that. They were mekabel the asiya before they even knew what was involved. And that is like the malachim. The malachim are giboyre koyach oisei devorei. But the chilek is that malachim, there is nothing that prevents them from not doing the rotzen Hashem. That's the gvur of malachim. They don't have a yetzahore. They don't have the weaknesses that a boss of Adam has. This was the godless of Klal Yisrael that they were mekabel on themselves to do pulei shel malachim. That was the godless of Klal Yisrael. Omer Rav Chome b'Rav Chanine, ma'u d'chsiv kisapuach ba'atzei haya, lomo nimshelu l'Yisrael l'tapuach. Why is Klal Yisrael nimshel l'tapuach loy malach? Ma tapuach ze Piryoi koidem la'alov, af Yisrael ikdimu nase l'nishma. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Piryoi koidem la'alov, kach darkoi, v'cholok mishari lones, chanotas peroisov koidem la'alov. The Ben Yehuda explains, Jesus asks, it's not true that by a tapuach, it's not a chanotas before the alim. So the Ben Yoda explains that it's before the Gmar Ha'alim. That means, Pashteitzer, some Alim come out before the Chanotas Apri, But the Alim are not Nigmar before the Chanotah Sapri. They're there before the Gmar Ha'alim. And this Moshel has a meaning. That means that the purpose of Alim is that they're there to protect the Pri. So that means the Pri cannot show himself before he's insured of protection. That is the Inyan of Alim Kaidam Lepri. If the Peri comes before the Allah, or before the Gemara Allah, so that shows a tremendous security in the Peri. It is not dependent on anything. It can take care of itself. So that is that was the godless of Klal Yisrael. The godless of Klal Yisrael was that there were no shyless if they're able, if they're not able, they'll do it. That's the Dimyan Kitzapuach. Let us see Taisvis. Piryoi Kaidem La'alof. Hiksha Rabbeinu Tam, Shrei Onu Royim, Shegodol Kishari Lonis. If you look at a apple tree, that the Alim come first. Umeforei, so therefore the Rabbeinu Tam said, because of this kasha, the Tapuach Hainu Esrik. Vereyach Apech Kitapuchim, Metargeminen Kereiche De Esrege. So Memeila Tapuach here means an Esrik. And what is an Esrik different? The Esrik Piryoi Koidem La'alof. By an Esrik, the Pri comes before the Alim. Shedol Ve'ilon Mishona L'shona. It is a Peri that stays more than 1 year on the Ilon. Ve'achar Shona Noishren Alof Shalishtaket. The leaves of an esrik tree do not have the ariches yomim of the esrik. So memele, they fall off after a year, and the esrik still remains on the tree to continue growing. Uboin alim acherim. Havi piryoi koidim lo'isam alim. So for the second set of alim, that's piryoi koidim la'alim. Achteimo shemevi kro kitapuach ba'atze hayo kendoidi ben abonim. The Baha'i kro loy nimshalu Yisrael tapuach. Ela kodish bochu kidachsiv kendoidi ben abonim. So lechayre, so the posik is shver, the gemara shver. It's not loma nimshalu Yisrael tapuach. The posik is not speaking about Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk is speaking about the Rabbeinu Shalayla. The Reb Chaim Volozhiner and Nefesh HaChayim wants to say, to for this kasha, he wants to say as follows, that the Emerson, there's a Medrash, the Medrash says, Pshat in the Pasuk, Hashem Tzilcha, Ayad Yiminecha. So the Medrash teaches Hashem Tzilcha means Tzilcha Zaloshen Tzel, shadow. Just like a shadow duplicates the actions of a person runs, the shadow runs. A person stops, the shadow stops. So there's a b'china of Hashem Tzilcha. The anhoge of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to Klal Yisrael is dependent on the anhoge of Klal Yisrael to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Says avot da mala mailo mimoch. Whatever happens lamailo, that's mimoch. That comes from Klal Yisrael. So he says, so even though pshat in the posik is that Klal Yisrael was masik, that the Rabbeinu Shalom is a b'china of tapuach, whatever it's kolol in the shvach of tapuach, ketapuach batzei hayar. That they was zeiche to be masig and to have anhoge, that the Rabbeinu Shloilam to them is a bechina of a tapuach, that only came about because they were to the Rabbeinu Shloilam also a bechina of tapuach. It's a bechina of Hashem Tzilcho. So if it's ketapuach, ba'atzei hayar, al kolcho, Klal Yisrael themselves also had anhoge of tapuach. That's once of emphasis with kasha. Tro de reyach apech ketapuchim havo leila asuye tve. Ket reyach apech ketapuchim, that is more preferable. The Gemara should have brought this pasuk. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Arutze doike, de chosje le rove de koma ayin beschmeite. Weil die rove was ma ayin in a suge, vi yosva et ba osa de yoda itusi kare. And his fingers were underneath his feet, the komayit buhu, and he was completely engrossed in the sugya. He was unaware what he was doing. The komavin etzbaosei domo, and his feet were pressing on his fingers, and the mele blood was coming out of his fingers. Omalei ame peziza dekadmeisa pumaychu leudnaychu. He says, you are people who do things recklessly, without a cheshbon. You said nasa before nishma. Nakati bapachzu saichu kaimisu. So you didn't change the way you were before. Bereisha iboilechu lemishma imotzisu kablisu. V'iloi loi kablisu. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, etzbosa diyode, etzbo is yodo. V'komayitzbu, hoyim emachon beraglov. He was pressing down on them beraglov, v'eini mevin. He didn't realize what he was doing, mitoich tirde. He was so engrossed in the learning. He says that, in Emerson, the Rambam says a yesod in Hilchis Kinyonim, that if a person is mekabel on himself, adavar she'ein lo kitzve, that means he's meshabed himself that he'll do for yene, he doesn't, whatever he wants, he doesn't, there's no gvul, he's mekabel on himself, adavar she'ein lo kitzve, so the shibud is not chal, because there's no gemiras das, since he doesn't know what is involved, so in order to be a gemiras das in the Kabbalah, he has to know what he's getting himself into. There's no gemiras, if he doesn't know what it involves, so there's no gemiras das, so the kinyan isn't chal. So the Mefoshim ask Hashayla, so how was the nase chal? How was the nase chal if they didn't know what is involved? It's a dovah she'ein lo kitzva. One cannot have gemiras das to be mechayev himself on anything if he doesn't know what is being involved, what is going to be asked. So the Beis Halevi says that ve'emison, the kasha isn't shver. Because, he says, let's say a person sells himself for an evet. So after he's an evet, he's mechayev to do whatever the odain requests from him. That's the shibudim of an evet. So let's also ask the same kasha. It's a dovah she'ein lo kitzva. He says, no, pshat is like this. If a person is mechayiv himself, he doesn't know how much the chiyuvim are, how great the chiyuvim will be. So that is a chesaron of gemiras das. But when he sells himself over to an odin, he's completely koni to an odin, so that's finished. That is not a hischaivis an pu'ulis. That is a mechire. So now he's not a balabos on himself. Now he belongs to the odin. The minute he belongs to the Odin can tell him what to do. Klal Yisrael b'shas matan teure, it says in the Mechilte, v'yisem li sgule mikol ha'amim, so the Mechilte says, v'yisem li shetiyu knuyim li. B'shas matan teure, Klal Yisrael gave over their whole mahus, whatever they have, their guf, was completely koni to the Rabbeinu Shalom. They're not balabatim on themselves anymore. They were makta themselves completely to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. And with that, he says, we see this amoyredik echilik between a yid and a goy. A goy, the Gemara in Sanhedrin is a shayl of his mechuyiv in Mesiris Nefesh, and that's the Gemara feels like he's not mechuyiv in Mesiris Nefesh. A yid is mechuyiv in Mesiris Nefesh. Because a goy is not koni to the Rabbeinu Shlom. He has sheva mitzvahs, that's chiyuvim. Chiyuvim are mugbul. He owes this. But there's a certain, in chiyuvim, there's a certain gvul, how much a person is mechuyiv to give up. The halacha is a balchoyiv,
If he borrowed money, he has to pay up the choiv. But he's not mechuyev to go and work in order to pay up the choiv. He's mechuyev to, if he has money, he's mechuyev to pay. Klal Yisrael became completely koni to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That means they don't belong to themselves anymore. So memele, so there's no dovol, there's nothing that prevents avodas Hashem. There's no I anymore. There's no my guf anymore. It belongs to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So Klal Yisrael is completely subordinate to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If the price is Mesiras Nefesh, so there's no reason why this should be chaitzitz between the Rotz and Hashem. And that is pshat, the Gemara we had before, Zayis HaTayra Odom Ki Yomos Bo'oyel, that Einateremis Kayemis Elamisha Meimis Atzmoy Oleho. So the Beis Halevi says Meimis Atzmoy Oleho means, a filo if it means Meimis Atzmoy. But he's still Mechuyev, because that was the Kabbalah. It wasn't, it was the Nase, the Klal Yisrael's Mekabal themselves, wasn't Aishibud Bedovo Shein Leikitzve. No, they were Maknet by saying Nase there because there was Vehisem Li. They're completely Koni to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The people are completely Koni. There's nothing that will stop them, including their goof, in order to not do the Rotzen Hashem. So in a term is kemis, will be shemei mis atzmoy, if it means mei mis atzmoy, so they're also muchen. So when this tzedoki saw the oifen halimut, the way Rava was learning, it was a bechine of mei mis atzmoy. Blood was gushing from his fingers, and he was continuing learning. So therefore the tzedoki knew he made a meir de ketsushtel. The tzedoki said, Fakert, you're still continuing in what you were mekabel b'shas matan teire. The nase koidem l'nishma, which only came about to aknos aguf, and that is a mechayiv of zois teire odom ki yomos boil, that I see is still existent by you. Amalei, so Rava told the tzedoki, Anan disaginon bishleimusa. We go with tmimus. Siv bon, by us it says, tumas yeshorim tanche. Hanach inshi, you, the sogon balilusa, siv bohu veselof boigdim yeshode. Let us see Rashi. Disaginon bishleimusa. Hisalachnu imoi betum leiv. We went with tmimus, kiderech ha'oisim me'avet. V'samachnu olav. We relied completely on the Rabbeinu Shalom. We didn't make cheshbonis. Shelo yitanenu bedovo shleinu chalamed boy. We knew that he will not make us do something shleinu chalamed boy. Others say pshat noch besser. That be'emison, it could be this is Pshat and Rashi also. We find before Matan Torah, the Rabbeinu Shalom took the Torah to all Umis. And they asked Maksiv Bey, and the Rabbeinu Shalom told them, and they said they're unable to be Mekabel the Torah. So we have to understand that this offer of Kabbalah HaTorah was Mestam Zicha said, to the Gedoylei Ha'ume, to the Nevi'ei Ha'ume. And the Maksiv Bey wasn't Stamazay Adichi Balme. Maksiv Bey was said with a Koyved Roish, what will be expected. And then they thought it over. And after Ian Godel, they came to the conclusion, it is impossible for them to be Mekabel the Torah, because they're not cut out for the Torah. They're unable. So by them the Kabbalah HaTorah was dependent if they're able to do it. And they felt they were unable to do it. So they weren't Mekabel the Torah. Tumis Yishorim Tanchem is that Tanchem was pshat that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will fear them. That means when Yidden were Mekabel the Torah, the Shaila was not, are they able to do it? One does not have to be done on the eigene koiches. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam will help them do it. That's the Tan Chaim. That was their Tmimus. That means if it should be done, it will be done. It is not, they follow on the Tan Chaim. Shalei Yitanenu B'dovah Shalei Nucha Lamed Boy. No, how will it come about? Rebbeinu Shel Olam give us the Koiches. He'll make it that we will be able to be Mekayim to Torah. And by them, V'selef Boigdim Yeshodim, the krumkeit from the Boidim Yeshodim is a loshen shever, that will not bring them to any kiyum, to any tikkun, will bring them to shvire. Omar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeini, Omar Rav Yonison. May dechsiv libavtini achaisi chalo, libavtini ba'achas me'einayich. So Rashi says libavtini is a loshen of kiraftani. That the Rabbeinu Shalom tells Klal Yisrael, you are mekarev me. The Goin in Shir HaShirim says it's a loshen that was kaveya the Yave libavtini. Al koponim libavtini ba'achas me'einayich. That what was Moshech, the Rabbeinu Shalom to Klal Yisrael ba'achas me'einayich. With one of the einayim of Klal Yisrael, betchila ba'achas me'enayich, luchshetasi b'shtei enayich. Let us see Rashi. Betchila b'kabola shekibaltem achas yetzlachem. Which this is one inyan that also is achshivis. That was keravtani. That was bekarev the Rebbeinu Shalom to Klal Yisrael. Then there's a second, it's another Dover HaMoshech, Kiravtan. Omar Ule, Aluve Kale, Chatzufe, Aluve Zaloshen Chutzpe, Mezane Besoich Chuposa. That Klal Yisrael was Mezane Besoich Chuposa, Beshasta Chupe. Omar Rav Mori Berode Bashmur Maikro, Achamelach bimsiboy nirdi nosan reichoy. So Rashi aluve chatzufe de ulbina lishne de chutzpe. It's a loshen of chutzpe. Vachi ama b'meseches git. Mezane b'seichu poso ki Yisrael. Ksha omdu b'sinai in the middle of to get back the luchis v'osu ha'igo. Achamelach bimsiboy b'chu poso. Nosan ozav reichai hatoi v'lachayim. Nirdi nosan reichai. Omar Rav Mori berode bashmur maikro hachmer v'msi benirdi. Omar Rav adayin chavivuse higabo. Tachsiv nosan v'lekosav hisriach. So Rashi says, ועדיין חביבוסי גבון, אף על פי שהמיקרו מספר בגנוסנו. The mikro is speaking about the gnus of Klal Yisrael. הרא לנו לושן חיבה, ודלקסיב הסריח, נוסן ריחוי. Taisvus explains a little better, ולקסיב הסריח, לושן מגונו להוי ללכתוי. הסריח לטבו עוד נבר, ותנלטוי מבלוי כוסב עוזב ריחוי. Davi mashme hisriach, elakosav nosan, a loshen, that means even bishas, the azivis areich, it's a loshen of nosan, of nesine. Kosav nosan, loshen chavivus. Perhaps we could say that Chazal tell us that lehoyu Yisrael ruyin loise maise, elo lohirish tshuve l'rabim. So Memele, in the Chet, there was an Asina also. So that's why it says, Nosan Reich. Tane Rabon, Hanelovim ve'einam oilvim. People who, they're mechutzif to them. They're ve'einam oilvim, they're not mechutzif to someone else. Shemim chelposom ve'einam meshivim. They don't answer. Oisim mi'aves, meichim bi'yisurim. Aleihem akosav oimer ve'ehavov kitzeish ha'shemesh b'gvurosav. Let us see Rashi. Hanelovim ve'einam oilvim acherim. Acherim boim aleim bechutzpe, that's an elovim, v'loi hein al acherim. Oysim mi'avas amokim, usmeichim b'yisurim. Alalive habo aleim. Vesmeichim b'yisurim alalive habo aleim. Tachsich mir, Rashi is saying a big yesod over here. I'd like to be magdim. There's a Meiridike Rambam in Pirkei Ovis, Perik Dalet, Mishneh Dalet, that says as follows. He relates an incident. Nishal Echod min Hasidim, they once asked a chosid, this is the Rambam's musig of a chosid, Eize yoim hu shesamachta bo yoyser mikol yomecha. They asked him, what was the happiest day of your life? Yes, someone the happiest day of his life. Fangt daran trachten, chweis. Chweis, the chassen, he made $1 million. Chweis, the mensch fangt daran trachten, the happiest day in his life. Oma, so tzamoyche de kemaise. He says the happiest day in his life was, yoyim sho yisi hoylech besvine. He was going in a ship. He didn't have a first class ticket. He was in the Mekaymis Abchusim Shebesvine. He was in the bottom of the Svine. Bein Chavilois Abgodim. He was where they put the Begodim, so he was laying there also. Vahoya Besvine Soicherim and Balei Momin. There were rich people there on the boat. Va'ani ha'yisi shoychev b'mkoyme. He was together with the begodim. Ve'echad me'anshei asfine kom lahashtin. Ve'eye nekel be'enov v'nivze, shayisi shofel be'enov miyoy. That he looked at him, erizdacha, he's a pauper, who is he, and erizdacha gvir. At shegila ervosai v'hishtin olai. He was mashtin on this chosid. The Tomasi, and I wondered, mehischazik tchunes ha'azus benafshei. A person should have such a chutzpah. V'chai Hashem. But he swore, loiko avo nafshi lemaseyu klal. It didn't bother me, but he did. V'somachti simcha gedoylo. Shehigati ligvu shaloyachi veini bizui lehirgisha nafshi elo. And that was his happiest day in his life. That he was zoiche to be in a madrege, that someone was mevaze him, and he didn't feel it. That was the greatest accomplishment in his life. They tell over a meiridike meise, once, Rab Chaim Volozhiner, and his brother Rab Zalman once went in Golis, and they were by an innkeeper, and the innkeeper started insulting them. He didn't know who they were. And later, Rab Zalman, he noticed Rab Zalman was gewaldig zerbrochen. He was crying. So Chaim Volozhiner told him, he said, "Don't feel so bad, he's grandpa. I mean, what's this?" He says, "You don't realize. I'm not crying that he insulted. I'm crying that it bothered me. That he was hoping that he shouldn't be, that it shouldn't bother him, and it did bother him." So, Mamela, that's why he was crying. There's a meir, Rashi Dachim saying a meiridike thing. Smeichim bi yisurim. Smeichim bi yisurim if a person, I don't know if there's such a madrega, smeichim bi yisurim if a person is sick, if a person is, there's an union of simche. There's a person, to be happy with it, to be happy with Yisurim. Fakir the Rambam and Hilchis Tshuva says the whole Indian of all the brachas, the brachas, there should be panosa, there should be bris, that a person should be able to be an oivet Hashem. If a person is sick and if a person is daigas panosa, he can't be an oivet Hashem. So why should one be happy with Yisurim? I don't know if there's such an Indian bechlal. That's Mirashi is telling us. Smeichim be Yisurim ala liva habo aleim. This, it seems, this is a darge. If a person is, that it doesn't bother him, Rambam says this on the Mishnah, v'shval ruach, me'oid me'oid, me'oid me'oid v'shval ruach, this is a darge. This is the smeichim b'yisurim. But other Yisurim Vesach Bechlaunit, if there's a Inyan or a Darga of Smeichim be Yisurim, that is expected. This is Mekabel Yisur, this is Rotzen Hashem, but to be happy with it, Vesach Nish. What is the Dimyain to the Shemesh, Vayhavov Kitzeis HaShemesh Begvurosai? So the Taisvus HaRosh says that the Shemesh Shomak Shekitre Galavone V'loi Heishit. Didn't the Shemesh also, the Levona was Mekatrig, it's not Shaykh, that there should be two Manigim, two should be Leivish Keser Echad, and the Shemesh kept quiet. That's why Havav Kitzeis HaShemesh Begvurosai. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Yoichanan, Mai der Siv, Hashem Yitain Oimer, Hamevasrois Tzovarov. The Amir of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, with one Amire, was Mevasar Tzovarov, was Mevasar many nations. Kol Dibur V'Dibur Sheyotze Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nechlak L'Shivim L'Shoinis. So Memele, the Amire was Mevasar Tzovarov. Tone de Vera Bishmoel, Uchepatish Yefoitze Sela. Alaykai, the Pasuk, the beginning of the Pasuk is Alaykai Dvorika Eish Niyum Hashem, the Dvar Hashem is like a Eish, Uchepatish Yefoitze Sela. Ma Patish Ze Nechlak Lekamoni Tzaitzeis, Afkol Dibu Vedibu Sheyotzem Epiya Kadish Bochul Nechlak Leshivim Leshayim. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Tzovarov, kol ha'umais. That's Mavasrei Tzovarov, all the umais. Ma patish, mischalik ha'sela al yodoi. The patish is the pick, the hammer. So a mele, one bangs on a sela with a patish. So the sela breaks into many particles. Mischalik ha'sela yodoi lekaman itzaitzis. So a mele, the same thing. The Dvar Hashem was also mischalik l'shivim l'shayim. Let us see Taisus. Mapatish zeh mischalik l'kamani tzaitis. Hiksha Rabbeinu Shmuel. V'okro mashme da patish mefoy tzaitzes ha-sela. Am patish yefoy tzaitzela. That the patish is mefoy tzaitzes ha-sela. Midalik siv. Va'apatish yefaitzis enu sela, that the sela be mefaitzis the patish. V'cheino nuroyim sha'apatish mefaitzis loy, you see b'chush, that you can break stones and small particles through a pick. V'lekel emigris ma'sela mischalik l'kamen etzaitzis, doho dibu, dahein alei koi dvori, ko eish niyum Hashem. So it says, uchepatish. So Baistach is that the Dibur is Nimshal Lepatish. The Dibur, the Ainatech, Nimshal Lepatish, V'loyla Selos. We say the Dvar Hashem is Nispoitzeitz, Lahabe Nitzaitzitz. So Baistach is that the Patish, which is Nimshal to the Dvar Hashem, that Nispoitzitz. Bekunter is Perish, Ma Patish, Mischale Kasela Al Yodoy. V'einim Yushif, Shad Dibur Hu Atzmei Mischale, V'einai Din Min Gomel. V'oimer Rabbeinu Tam, the Kro Mairi be'Even amefoitzes Barzel. We are speaking about a strong stone that is bekoyach that Barzel should break up in small particles. Doma be'Medrash Chozis Ma'ase Bechad Shekonu Sanpirin. Ubal le'Boitkon. He wanted to see if it's real Sanpirin or not. Nos Nalas Dam ve'Hikoler be'Kunes is Nechlek Apatish u'Nishber Asdam ve'Sanpirin lo'Izos Mimkoyma. Ado d'chsiv uchepatish yefoitzei tzela. So memele, so you see how Chazal and Pshat Medrash that the tzela is mefoitzei it's the patish. V'haf al gav. So you need a gesunte tzela to do this. V'haf al gav d'loik siv yefoitzei senu tzela. But that's Pshat. How be psukim yesh kinyin zeh? Avonim shochik umayim. And it means that the mayim is shaychik davonim. Perish shachiku oison mayim. You have to have oison. So yefatzitz oison. So the cell will be mefatzitz the patish. Vosi shapir ebezoi zeir gut doma per kama de kedushin. Torne devei Rabbi Shmuel. Bni impoge becho menubu zeh. Moshchayu lebeis ha-medrash. A person, if the Yetzahor is misgaber on a person, so she slept the person into the beis medrash. V'mevenu nimuach. Shenema avonim shocheku mayim. Perish shocheku oisa mayim. The mayim of Teire can weaken avonim. V'im barzelu, the Yetzer is a tchuna of barzel, mispoitzet, perish. Yetzer horo mischazek olov kebarzu mispoitzet shenema chapafish yefoitzet tzela. So we see klar that the barzel will be mispoitzet, and the gemar brings the posuk chapafish yefoitzet tzela. So you see that the translation of the posuk is the way the Rabbeinu Tam said pshat, not that the pafish is mefoitzet the tzela, nor the tzela is mefoitzet the pafish. There the Gemara says the Yetzahore, v'kan medame divrei teire lepatish, ein lochish, the mikra echad yetzah lekamo taimim. But al kaponim we see the hiluch of the posik, that the posik is that the sellers mefoitzitz the patish.